Okay, so early days. Oh, now one thing actually, I was talking to one of the locals I grew up with about Christmas, our Christmas times. We had for several years in a row, we got one of the farmers' flatbed trucks and we started doing these Christmas carols. So we'd have a few practices, and about three people turned up the practices. But on the actual night, it was usually about a week before Christmas, all the kids would all load up onto the back of this big truck. And honestly, it's Osh would have a nightmare these days. It just wouldn't happen. There's no sides or anything. So you had about 30 kids all piled up, and we go all around the valley singing Christmas carols to everybody. And one of the long time residents right at the end, the Eastwicks, in fact Johnny, his the son, the grandson of the Mr. and Mrs. Eastwick, lives up there, still lives up at Boom Rock there. Anyway, they would put on this amazing spread afterwards, and we can still vividly remember that. Yes, I was talking about that just the other day to someone, and that was lots and lots of fun. And you know, even just making hay, all the valley would chip in and help move all around the valley, picking up all the hay. And as kids, we'd be sitting on top of this massive truck of hay bales, and you're holding on for dear life as it's hurtling down the road. It just wouldn't happen now. As I say, it was always a real, it was always a big social event to do things like that. They're making, picking up, help, everyone would chip in, help take all the bales out of the paddock, put them on the truck, and put them back in the shed. Because obviously, it has to get in the shed the day it's made, so it doesn't get wet. If it gets wet, then it's ruined. Yeah, that was lots and lots of fun. And I guess too, as a child growing up with just a single, as a solo, my mother was solo mother, obviously, we were always included, and we never really felt like we're any different. And I guess nowadays a lot, it's actually almost, well, not almost a norm, but far more acceptable, I think, to have just one parent. Whereas in those days it was really unusual, and especially in a country area, trying to, you know, bring up two kids on your own, it was quite a big thing. So, but yeah, it was such a great community. We never felt like we were odd or out of place or anything. And
in what particular ways would the community rally round?
Oh, I think, well, I guess one of the biggest things that sets the Ohariu community apart from perhaps a lot of, certainly in the town, is this organisation called the Ohariu Ladies Guild. And that was set up, I think they had their 50th. Or seven, oh, it was, oh, I can't actually remember how many years it's been going. A long time, anyway. It was set up a very long time ago, in fact, by a woman just who lived up the road. And it was to bring the women in the community together on a monthly basis. They meet in someone's home at 7:45 every the first Wednesday of every month. And it's been going ever since then. And it was just bring them together, talk about things, issues. I mean, it does bring up an image of sitting there knitting and eating, you know, swapping recipes and what have you. But it really, maybe, you know, it used to be like that to some extent, but now it's just really, really fun, and it's been carried on. And I think the sort of the next wave of women have come through sort of my age, and we do great, you know, there's all sorts of meetings, and sometimes we get people in, but there's such a pool of interesting people in the valley that, you know, we have horse riding demonstrations. And I mean, it was here, I had it here last month. I was making some herbal creams and hand creams and showing them around the gardens, and there's always a bring and buy two or three times a year. And we raise money to support the church and community projects. But one branch of the guild is that if someone's sick, for example, there's a food roster created, so food's dropped off to the people. And I guess in those days, when if mum was sick, there was always food turns up on the doorstep, or there's someone coming in to look after the kids or to us, or there's always somebody around to fill in and help and help in many ways. And I guess that's where the guild, it was sort of like the first step to doing that. And of course the neighbours were always helping.
So if you needed maintenance on the house or anything like
that's
that.
That's right. I mean, I know even my mum, who lives still down at the crossroads there, I mean, the bank fell down about 10 years ago, right behind, right up against the house. And, you know, there's people there helping to dig out and all this. They just turn up. People just turn up, and it's just amazing, really. We had a tree fall down across the road one Saturday and one storm. There was always trees and branches falling down, but there was a bit of a crisis because there was a wedding that was about to go through to one of the wedding venues, and they were banked up on one side and the venue was on the other side, and out came about 20 chainsaws, and the tree was all chopped up and removed, and so the wedding went ahead. So that, you know, people band together a lot in that sort of sense. And there's, of course, the Harrier Community Board, Harrier Valley Community Board. They are pretty active, and well, certainly active in the area. They meet once a month through the Wellington City Council. And there's a lot of, well, there's a lot of sort of more, it's not quite on such a personal level as perhaps the Guild is. Mm-hmm. It's more on sort of the whole community and how it fits into the Wellington area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Type of thing.
Mm-hmm.